What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Alex Da Silva Podcast. We hope you are well and having an amazing day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And welcome to another episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening. Now, let's get on with the show with your host, Alex Da Silva.
What's going on, everyone? I hope you are well. Welcome to another episode. Today, let's talk about the truth. The truth will set you free. But be prepared. Be prepared. What do we need to be prepared for? Just the blowbacks that come from the truth. Speaking your truth, experiencing your truth, embodying the truth. And what do I mean by blowback? There could be blowbacks, setbacks, as you know, as we know in society, something which is changing slowly, but will continue to change, is people don't like hearing the truth. People don't like hearing the truth, myself included sometimes, especially a few years ago. I think hearing the truth, I hated that. And I don't mean when someone's being mean to you. What I mean by that is the real truth. Someone really being honest, open, vulnerable. That kind of truth that really hits you deep in the gut, in the heart. Not the mind movie stuff. So why do we dislike or hate hearing the truth? Because it's raw. Because it's real. You know, we don't have anywhere to hide. It makes us also very vulnerable. And we don't understand the truth around vulnerability. We feel exposed. We feel like people are going to hurt us. So the initial thing for the ego and fear to do is to protect itself by any means necessary. Often or not, we go into the ego self, we go into fear, we go into defense mechanism, fight or flight, we go into our child, we go into our teenager. And if we really pay attention to who comes up when we get triggered, then you can really start to kind of understand, you know, what's happening in that moment. Why am I reacting in that way? Why am I feeling a certain way? It's because we're feeling attacked, we're feeling exposed. But the truth is, being seen, although it's not something that is nice, especially when, you know, you're being seen for who you truly are, from both angles as well, because the other person's seen you for who you truly are, and you're now having to look at yourself. And a lot of the times we avoid the truth. We avoid the self. We avoid what's really going on for us. And we try to numb that. We try to distract ourselves from that because it's not nice, is it? It's not comfortable. It's not a comfortable experience to go through these things. So it's, you know, no one wants to see their true colors. You know, we don't want to see our true colors. We all want to be the best. We all want to be kind and loving. And some people choose not to. That's their path. But a lot of us, most of us, have a good heart, have a kind heart. We do practice kindness. You know, we can be compassionate and, you know, we can practice empathy. And when we're presented with the truth of something that we can label as, you know, something that we've done wrong, which there's no such thing, but let's stay with the label. You know, our true colors are shown. Now, I'll explain the true colors because true colors can mean you are that kind of person who just behaves in that way, and that's who you embody, and you know that's what you're currently experiencing. Is it you completely 100%? No, because the truth of who we are, our soul, our true self, our higher self, is unconditional love, is kindness, is compassion, is everything that embodies that. This human experience allows us to experience everything, everything. And, you know, if you choose to be that kind of person who is mean, who doesn't treat people well, who behave, you know, in a negative way, let's put it as that, eventually, when someone is in a position where they'll point out the truth, they'll show you your true colors, it's very hard to take, experience, and most of all, accept. So the next one is, you are a kind person and you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. You know, people say no one's perfect, but at the same time, we are. We are perfect because of our higher self in everything that we are. And we're having this human experience. So we are also here to experience everything. The positive, the negative, everything in between, the gray, which embodies everything that we are. And it's hard, especially when you're a kind person and you mean well. And throughout your life, you do well. But you may suffer from mental health. You could be stressed. You could be depressed. It could be addiction. It could be, you know, an array of things. You make wrong decisions, you know, that can affect you and other people. And when we're faced with those truths, it really hurts, really, really hurts. Whereas the people that generally do those things out of choice, whether they know it or not, a lot of the times people do, when they choose to focus on that negative energy, it's very hard to tell them otherwise. So they get very defensive because they believe that that's their truth. They're never wrong, never wrong. Whereas a person who is kind, who is compassionate, who practices that a lot of the times, consciously wants to improve themselves, and then they are faced with truth, it really hurts. It really hurts. I've been faced with that, and I'm going through some stuff at the moment, you know, that has shown me a lot of truths within me, things that I did, mistakes that I've made that has caused not pain to me, but to others as well. And it's really painful. It sucks. It really sucks to go through that because, you know, no one wants to see themselves in that way. No one wants that to be, you know, nobody wants to be faced with the truth. But as I said, you know, the truth will set you free. And it will only set you free if you can get past the superficial, the surface level stuff. If you can get past that, that's when things really start to happen. And now, more than ever, you, others, we're seeing it a lot with events that are happening around the world, with, you know, wars, people that we're surrounding ourselves with, you know, relationships are breaking down and breaking out. And, you know, there are people who we may have surrounded ourselves with before who are all of a sudden we've started to kind of realize, actually, I don't want anything to do with these individuals because you're moving in a different, you know, in a different path. And all of a sudden they may not like it, you know, and that can cause a lot of pain and suffering for them. And their only way of dealing with that, you know, is to attack. You know, is to attack, is to be mean, you know, and however you deal with that, it will expose parts of you too that are truth, you know, that needs to also be looked at. But here's the thing, it's part of our evolution. You know, this is why a lot of this is happening. It's our continuous evolution as man, woman. This is what we do, is who we are. You know, we're here to learn, grow, and develop. We're not just these human slaves that work until we're 65 and then, you know, we have a bit of a break. You know, I've worked my whole life now. It's almost like you pat yourself on the back when you retire. We're not here to do that. That's not what we're here to do. You know, our human experience is about experiencing the human experiences to give us an opportunity to learn, grow, and develop along the way, but to find, you know, what really drives us, what really gives us joy and fulfillment and purpose. And often it's doing something for others. So, you know, whatever that may be for you, maybe that's showing up for you more and more and more. So it's creating fear. It's exposing you to a truth that you may not want to look at. But I invite you to really do that. To seek help, you know, whether it's a coach, whether it's a therapist, whether it is plant medicine, whatever calls you to allow you to go deep within, do the journey, you know, allow yourself to go, whatever that calling may be for you, allow yourself to go, trust the process, you know, because we are not here to suffer. That's not what the human experience is. We see it systematically, what this system has been created and how it's been created. It looks as though that's what we're here to do. We're here to constantly look, behind us, over our shoulder, to constantly be fearful. You know, if we're not fearful of, companies, it's, the government or military, whatever it is, or wars, or famine or whatever it may be, the market's crashing. How many times have these things have happened? And, and we've only grown as a society. We're now 8 billion people. So surely something tells you right there and then that, we're not here to suffer. We'll continue evolving. That's just part of who we are. But as being part of who we are, there are big changes that are happening right now because of these wars, because of all of these things that are happening. There's a lot of exposure. We're seeing it with P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, whatever you want to call him. We're seeing it with Jeffrey Epstein. We've seen it with the lockdowns. We're seeing it with these wars. We're seeing it with the presidents. We're seeing it with prime ministers. We're seeing it all over the world, this exposure of truths that hurt. They hurt. They cause pain. They cause anger. They cause frustration. How dare you? But that's good. That's good because it allows you to look at yourself and find the truth. And a lot of the truth within things that have been happening is we've allowed that to happen. You've allowed these things to happen. Because as you continue to go deeper, as you allow yourself to be exposed to the truth, your truth, you will start to find anger and frustration within. Why? Because you'll realize that you have the full control of your existence. Everything that you do and experience on a daily basis is down to you, especially as an adult. Once you have the capability to self-function, to be able to get up, brush your teeth, do the things that you have to do, as long as you're not dependent on someone, if you're not fully dependent, like a child, or you have a disability, or you have to be dependent somehow, this is your experience. And even those who have struggled, who have been through any form of trauma, we come here to learn these things. We choose all of these experiences. And at first, when I first heard about this, it was so painful to understand, so I chose to be an addict. I chose to have addiction. I chose to be, to have trauma, mentally, physically, sexually. Well, you're telling me that these things, and all of a sudden when I went inwards and I did the self-inquiry, I went in and I started to do the healing process and do the work with the breath work, with coaches, with therapists, with plant medicine, and learning about myself in mind, body, spirit, I started to understand, yes, and I'm only speaking for me, can only speak for me, for my experience. But what power that truth gave me was that I have control. I have the control. I'm in the driving seat. I can hold on to the steering wheel and take full control of my life, or I can allow other people to continue controlling me and telling me and dictating me and threatening me and doing whatever, however it plays out, to tell me what to do. And then when I'm in pain, I'm suffering, I'm in addiction, I'm misbehaving, I'm doing anything, I blame it on everybody else. No, it was them. But actually the truth is, when you're faced with that truth, you realize it was me. It was all me. It was me all along. No one made me do anything. No one made me do anything. And it's hard. It really hurts. It really, really hurts. But this exposure, you may not see it now if you're going through it, especially if you're going through that really dark time, if you're going through that real struggle. What you will see and what you will realize is that there will be light, because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Dark cannot live without the light. Light cannot live without the dark. It's who we are. I talked about it in the last episode about going into the shadow, doing that shadow work, really understanding who you are and what that is. And when you do that, you really recognize yourself. You really understand the power that's within, the knowledge that's within, the truth that's within, the understanding. You start to go through the journey of unlearning everything that's been conditioned into us. And this is what we do. We're born into this planet. A lot of the times we're conditioned into a pattern, into a certain behavior. And when we get into these positions, and this doesn't happen for everyone, because a lot of people just choose to continue in this path. They continue to be, you know, dictated to. They're happy to be controlled. They want to be told what to do because they're not, it's just not their story. But again, that's the journey, and that's okay. It's completely okay. It's what you want to experience. And that's the beauty of it. That's the truth, is that whatever you want to do, it's okay. But here's the thing. Are you okay with it? Are you okay with it? Is it bringing you joy? Is it bringing you fulfillment? Are you living the life that you're meant to be living? Are you doing the things every single day without question, expectations? Are you living and embodying that life? If it's yes, continue. If it's no, stop. Stop doing it. Stop doing it and look at yourself. Really look at your life. Really look at what's going on for you and start to do whatever it takes to change. Seek help. Go and ask for help and support, because we don't know everything. And as you will discover as you go into truth and as this continues to be exposed, is we know nothing. I know nothing. But I'm so willing to always learn. I'm so willing to be exposed to learning, growing, and developing, because I can pass that forward. I can pay that on. It's something that you did. And this is, again, is part of our evolution, because the Earth, Mother Earth, continues to evolve. Look back at history. Just look at everything that has happened. The journey of this planet. This planet is alive. This planet is you. And it may be hard for some people to understand that, but that's okay. You don't have to believe it. You can take it or leave it. But the truth is we are all connected. We're here to have an individual experience. We're individually unique. This experience that you are having right now in this human form is happening now. Now. Only now. And once this experience has finished, you will never be Sally, James, Alex, Lucy, Brandon, Maddie. You are never going to be that person again. And that's the thing, when you start to understand and realize that truth, that will start to dawn on you that things need to change, maybe, or maybe they don't. Again, it's your journey. What do you want to do? What's your choice? But things move forward one way or another. Things are moving forward one way or another. So it is time for truth. It is time for that full review. And a lot of us, all of us, have nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide anymore. And the more and more you hide, the more and more it's going to be exposed, the harder and harder it's going to be. You know, we're going to go through, you are going to go through tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher times until you choose to face the truth. Once you are able to do that, things will start to change. Things will start to change. And because energies are changing on this planet, you know, as the planet evolves, we as human beings, as men and women, we're moving from the third density, which is who we are, you know, which is who we were as humans. You know, now we're moving to the fourth density, love, light, and service to others. But again, where do you want to go with that? Positively, negatively, doesn't matter. It's your choice. You make the choice. You take the road. It's your path. It's your truth. See it or ignore it. I think, you know, this is something that, again, there's no judgment there. You know, I'm learning that. That's my truth. I was very judgmental, and can still be that sometimes. But what I try to do and where I try to learn in my truth is I take myself into that. I try to look at things and I try to apologize, even if it's to self, apologize to myself, forgive myself and move forward. Learning, just understanding. We are everything that we need to know on this planet. You are everything you need to know on this planet. You have all the answers. And the problem is sometimes is you swim against the current instead of just going with the flow of life. Because this ego, this fear wants to take over, wants to have control. Well, what if? What if what? That's the biggest thing that I always come across. Well, Alex, you know, what if? What if what? Tell me, what if what? And a lot of the times people would sit in silence and think about what if? But what if it goes wrong? And I went, what, worse than you already are? How can it get any worse? If you're doing something positive for yourself, how is it going to get any worse? Sure, it's going to be painful. Sure, you may struggle. Sure, you may purge and crying and shaking and, whatever your experience may be. Okay, that may cause some temporary experiences, some temporary emotions that need to be had. But here's the thing. You ask for that. Your body is telling you it needs to happen. Stop ignoring yourself. People talk about self-love, self-care, self-respect. Yeah, look at me. Oh, I've seen people in videos touching their heart and going, oh my God, love's so beautiful. And then, you see them, how they behave and how they speak about other people and how they conduct themselves. More importantly, how they speak to themselves. How they speak to themselves. It's insane. But that in itself is beauty. Because when you look at yourself and you listen to how you think about yourself, and then when you open your mouth and you speak about yourself, how are you portraying yourself? How are you creating your reality? What do you say about yourself that is creating the reality you're existing in now? When you understand that, and when you see, when you listen, when you hear, and you feel how you're speaking about yourself, and you truthfully understand the damage that you are causing to yourself, not let alone what anybody else is doing, what you're doing to yourself on a daily basis that you're probably not even conscious of. When you're able to look at that, magic happens. Things change. Why? Because you can then go into the solution. You can start to see things. Stop hiding from who you truly are. There is a lot of energies that are mixing and changing, and everything is colliding at the moment. And that's beautiful, because in this chaos, eventually, we're able to see, we'll start to eventually see clearly if we choose to. Everything is a choice. Your freedom of choice. You're free to do whatever you like. It's just, a lot of the times you don't understand that. You don't know that. People go, yeah, but we have all these laws. None of it is law. There is only one law. It's the law of one. It's the law of the creator. That's it. It's a simple law. You're a free being having a human experience. If you cause harm to another person, you make amends immediately. That is the only law. That is the only true law. It's the law of one. It's the common law. It's the law of mankind. That's it. Everything else is legal. Legal garbage written by human beings to control other people. Some of it, let me clarify before people start jumping in and going, yeah, but if we don't have laws, there'll be outlaws. Yes, we don't want crimes to happen. We don't want people to do bad things. But look at how these laws have been manipulated. The very same people that create these laws do bad things. They are the ones who are doing these things in the first place. So how are they not being held accountable? Again, a lot of truths are coming out around these things. How are these lawmakers breaking all of these laws, committing crimes against humanity? And when you understand the true word of what crime means, it's the highest form of committing crime against another person, another man, another woman, child, baby. That's crime. That's the worst possible thing that you can do. Yet they've written these legal terms that call you a criminal for doing things that actually it's not even a crime. But like I said, there are certain things there that are put in place for good reason, because we do want to make sure that we're living in the communities, in cities, in countries where there is peace and we can work together. We can communicate. We can exchange conversations. We can have different opinions. Without killing each other, without berating each other, without shaming each other, without gaslighting each other. All welcome. It's what we're here to do. It's part of our learning, growing, and developing. It's all part of our process. It's who we are. Yet these things have been put into laws or legal terms that if we don't abide by, remember one thing when you're thinking about laws and you're starting to see this truth, the legal system is only done by consent. It's consensual. You say yes, cool, there you go, you're in. You say no, you're out. If anybody forces anything on you, that is breaking the law. Those people will go to prison. And think about how many things have been done over the years where you were forced to do something. And it wasn't forced by those people. They put the legislations in place. They put the mandates, all of these things that say, wow, it's law. But when I actually look at it, it's not a law. There's only one. And I told you exactly what that is. So, you know, these truths, these energies, although they may seem very negative, this is all an opportunity for growth. First and foremost, growth within. Stop looking to heal everybody. Stop looking to try and do everything for everybody else. First and foremost, focus on you. Even if you're a father or a mother and you have children, you have to put yourself first. And a lot of people, I speak to parents all the time, and they're like, well, you know, I've got to put my children first. And I was like, how? You're a mess. You came to us because you're in a mess. And then it starts to dawn on them. They're like, oh gosh, yeah, you're right. Being positively selfish is not a bad thing. When you're positively selfish, and this is again another thing where you're constantly told to focus externally, never look at yourself. So you never grow. You just diminish, diminish, diminish. And you're constantly being traumatized into fear, things that are on TV, on a radio, on social media. And you're buying into that and your energy just gets lower and lower and lower and lower. And people wonder why, you know, cancers are through the roof. People wonder why, you know, depression, anxiety, suicide, mental health issues, addiction, all of these things are through the roof. Obesity. You're doing all of this to yourself because you think you don't have a choice, but you do. It takes work to change, but you can do it. You did it already to get yourself into this position. Do it to get yourself out. And it's literally that simple. It takes work. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy. I've been doing this for years and more things get exposed. But now I'm like, let's go. What do we need to do? Okay, we need to look at X, Y, and Z. We're going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, okay, let's go. I've been given some homework to do. I'm doing therapy. I'm going to, you know, start with a coach soon. I love this stuff because I see the benefits and investment. I never saw, you know, how beneficial investing in myself is. And this is what it's doing for you now. It's giving you the truth, the exposure for you to work on yourself, to invest in yourself, get to know yourself. Because when you get to know yourself, when you understand who you truly are, and you do that magical work, which is hard work, but it is magical. And it can change like in a blink because you don't have to hold on to things. You don't have to hold on to things. You just need to understand and know how to let go of them. And once you do, and you do it with conviction, it's done. The body lets go of things. It heals like that because that's who we are. And then afterwards, it's just the mind, which is mind, body, spirit. You have to then just retrain the mind. It's just mind movie. These are illusions. Things don't happen to you anymore. Anything that's in the past is already gone. You're just living it in here, which are just images, sounds, and noise. It's not your truth. Your truth is right here, right now. And when you have that, you know, you stop hiding. It creates an opportunity for healing. It creates an opportunity to let go, to confront, you know, these energies, the things that you've done to yourself. People call it the demons, the devil. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's just energy. There's no such thing. It's you. It's you against you. There's no devil here with a fucking spear telling you, oh, I'm going to take you to hell. It's you. You take you where you want to go. You're creating everything. You're creating everything. And take it from someone that has sat in, you know, ceremonial journeys with plant medicine, and I've met what people would call the devil, you know, the evil. I've met, and then I started to realize it's just me. It's a reflection of me. I created that. I'm manifesting it, and it's showing itself to me through the shaman that I was working with. Shaman didn't do anything. He's dancing. He was none of the wiser. I was creating this through this experience to show me who I am. To show me what's within, positive, the negative, and everything else that comes with it. But when you understand that and you stop BSing yourself, you stop lying to yourself, you're able to really, truthfully start to heal, to let go, to feel lighter, feel happier, to feel more fulfilled. And there are times when you may go up and down, but eventually it becomes very consistent. And when things happen, because you're doing this work consistently, life becomes very different. because you're vibrating your energy at a different level. You're not here in fear that doesn't exist. There's only there are two types of fear. Real fear, which is as we see, if there is a war, something's happening, someone's coming to attack you, that's real fear. Fight, flight, freeze, jump, hide, do whatever you need to do, but save yourself and others that you can. That's real fear. When there's something truly coming towards you to harm you, you need to make those decisions. But the others that we live mostly in, it's illusional. We're creating it. And we're creating it by the energies that we're exchanging. The energies that we're exchanging by watching TV, by being on social media, the content that we consume, whether that's vision or through hearing. Everything that you, or you know, everything and how you're speaking, everything that you are exchanging verbally, listening, taking in visually, you're exchanging these energies. And the more and more you exchange the energy, the more and more you're going to experience that. And then you start to create this illusional fear that doesn't exist. And think about it to yourself. Is anyone going to come and do something harmful to you right now as you're listening to this? Okay. So there's no reason to be fearful. So the fear of is something that you're creating. You're stopping yourself from living the life that you're that you could live because you're putting a block on yourself through fear, through resentment, through anger, mainly through fear. Fear and ego. Oh, what if? What if you did the work? What if you went through the short-term pain, as I call it, and you started to experience that long-term gain? What if you created a life beyond your wildest dreams? What if you started to live happily in yourself? You can look at yourself and you love yourself unconditionally. What if you can speak positive words about yourself? And every time you think or you say something negative about yourself, you correct yourself immediately. You apologize to yourself, you love yourself, and you move forward. And the more and more you do that, you focus yourself in mind, you train yourself to start to change the way you see things, the things that you consume energetically, how you exchange with others. When you start to do that and you start to reprogram everything, the mind, body, spirit, and you raise yourself into vibrations that you never thought was possible, you never probably thought was even existed. What if? What if? What if? And that's what happened to me. Continues to happen to me, for me. And it's not easy. It's hard. You guys know my call to require a journey. Geez, it's like, you know, almost 7 months ago, I woke up paralyzed from the waist down. I had no function on my bowel, no bladder. My legs were completely switched off completely. Now I walk. I'm walking. I only use a hiking stick when I walk outside just for balance. But now I have a physio, a new physio, who's going to now help me with the balance so I can stand on my own. And the goal is we set some goals. I want to walk on my own. I want to run. I want to go be able to jump and do the things that I used to do. And more. And that list is just going to keep going. It's just going to keep going. Why? Because I can. I can. And I will do it. It's done. That's the difference. I'm not doing it. I've done it. It's here. It's done. So do it. Do it for yourself. Because the more and more you allow yourself to become that better version of yourself, the more and more you start to discover who you truly are, not just as an individual, but as a collective. And the veil drops down. You see the truth. You see everything for what it really is. And you start to understand how things work, the reason why things are happening. And you start to realize, oh, wow, okay, that sucked. I'm angry about that. But it served a purpose. Everything serves a purpose. Why? Because it brings out a solution. Every single thing that you may call negative or challenging or painful, whatever it may be, traumatizing, everything is being done because one, you chose to have that experience because you want to know what it felt like, what it feels like. And you also know when you're open to it that there is a solution at the other end. How many people, men, women, children around the world, you've heard stories, incredible stories of people that have completely changed their lives. They may have experienced the worst of traumas. They may have had, you know, life-changing experiences bodily, and then they heal themselves. You know, people that have committed to crimes and did all sorts of awful things. People forgave each other. Communities were built. Lives changed because they knew that there was a solution. They did it slowly, took step by step, consistently every single day. And eventually the doors open and open and open and open and open. And now they help others. They change people's lives, and more and more and more of this is happening. So we can collectively, individually, and collectively start to create our own evolution, our own world, the world that we want to live in, not the world that's being dictated to us, which, by the way, it's not pretty. It sucks. Look at what's happening now. Is that something you want to continue experiencing throughout your life? Do you want to see men, women, and children, babies dying because of something that, you know, happened thousands of years ago that has nothing to do with anybody now? People are now using these things as excuses to create wars, and they benefit billions, if not trillions, financially from this. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? But you have to be pushed to a point where you say enough's enough. And this is what's happening. You are being pushed to that point where enough is enough. And when you get to the point where you say enough's enough, that is it. That is the turning point. When you say, I'm sick of this shit, I'm done, the change will start to happen right there and then, because you will start to seek something different. And the more and more of you start to see what's truly going on, use that as a positive to stop. Boom, put a full dead on stop. No more of this. We're done. Do that inner work. Do that work on yourself, and let's jump as a collective and change everything about this planet, because we can. It's in our power. We do it anyway. We are the ones doing it. You are the ones that are creating the technology. You are the ones that are creating the food. You are the ones that are creating the cars, the bikes, everything that we live in, the homes, the seats, the earphones that you've got in now, the ability that you can listen to me. You created this. We all create this at some level, and we can create it even better. We can take this evolution to another level without other people hiding things from us, lying to us, controlling and manipulating us into believing that things are a certain way when they're not. This is that pinnacle moment. This is that pinnacle moment. And when you allow yourself to go into that and you do that inner work, everything will change. And I hope it does, because you deserve it. Listen, I love you unconditionally. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. And I look forward to seeing you, to speaking to you on the next one. Take care.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to find out more about how you can overcome issues caused by mental health, go to alexdasilva.co.uk. That's www.alexdasilva.co.uk. See you on the next one. Be great, be fantastic, and be absolutely phenomenal. Take care.